He sets up people as he will. He set up the basis of men. We find that in Daniel 4. He set up the basis of men. But now he's about to set up the best of men. We're coming into a time of the kingdom where the beast systems that have been ruled by the basest of men, and that God had given to the basest of men the world system to rule for a time. That is now changing. And the time has come for a transfer of the kingdom to the saints of the Most High. That's what Barsabbas means to me. And Barnabas, which means the son of consolation, shows that it's by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And his other name, Justice, shows that he is a man who is just or law-abiding. He's not a lawbreaker. He's not somebody who goes out and deliberately throws away the law. The problem of anomia that you find so often in the New Testament. Depart from me, ye who work iniquity, which is the word anomia, which means lawlessness. It comes from the word nomos, which is the Greek word for law. Anomos means lawless. So now back in Acts, we find that in the lots that were being cast, does that not remind you of Leviticus 14:8, where you have one of the basic laws dealing with the two works of Christ, dealing with the two goats? What do they do with the two goats? How do they determine which one was to be killed in the first work of Christ and who is to be spared and be alive in the second work of Christ? Well, they cast lots. That's what they did with Matthias. And so Matthias, the lot fell upon Matthias to be killed and martyred along with the others in this first work of Christ. And that was a great work that they did, and I appreciate it very much, thank you, but I don't want to be a part of that work, frankly. The survival spirit. Oh, if I had been called for that, that would be different. But I believe that we are at the end of this age, and a new thing is happening. This is not a time that we're coming into where we're going to be slaughtered out there. This is a time where the Spirit of God is coming upon us. There will be opposition, as we will see in this chapter. But this chapter prophesies that they cannot kill you. Why? Because the second goat was let loose in the wilderness alive, just like the second dove was. It's a living work. It's not a death work.